Most of you know me as Deacon Dano, but you may also know that my full name is Deacon Daniel Ash. My last name, my family name, is Ash, spelled E-S-C-H. And you veterans of my previous Ash Wednesday homilies already know where I'm going with this. It's a running joke in my family to wish people a happy Ash Wednesday on this day once a year. Father even lets me preach on Ash Wednesday because it is like a feast day for my family. But even though I joke about Ash Wednesday being my feast day, a day of celebration, Ash Wednesday is not really a day of celebration, but a somber day, the start of a penitential season. Our readings today kick off this penitential season by inspiring us to repent of our sins and to be reconciled to God. In our first reading, the prophet Joel pleads with God's people to show remorse for their sins, to rend their hearts as they gather to pray for mercy. Similarly, Paul's words speak to us as well. Be reconciled to God. In the gospel, Jesus instructs his disciples, give alms, pray, and fast, but not hypocritically, not superficially. And in so doing, by being reconciled with God, he will have mercy on our souls. But what does a soul look like? Or what does anybody's soul look like? Have you ever thought about it? I had to look it up. And the definition of a soul from St. Thomas Aquinas, who was a doctor of the church, a very intelligent man, said this: the human soul is a spiritual, immaterial substance, the first substantial form and act of a living organic body, endowing it with life, intellect, and immortality. Well, after I read that, I really didn't know what he was talking about. So I went back to my memory banks from when I was a kid, I think in about first grade. And I remember learning that we should think of our souls as pure white garments. However, when we sin, our soul would get a black spot on it. And the more we sinned, the more black spots would show up on the once lily white garment. And when we died, if our soul was all black, then we couldn't go to heaven. Now, that's just a first grader's understanding, but the imagery kind of works. And that might be why, I think it is why, we give white garments to newly baptized babies right after they're baptized. Because before they are baptized, they still carry the stain of original sin. But after they are baptized, their souls are once again lily white. And I think of this on Ash Wednesday. We know that placing ashes on one's head was a practice back in Old Testament times to show that you were repenting. But I can't help but think that the ashes we mark on our foreheads show that we are all sinners. The ashes represent our sins, like the black marks I used to imagine were being marked on my lily white soul. And when we all leave church today, every one of us will have a black mark on their forehead. Every one of us are sinners. Every one of us have black marks on our souls. But these ashes are not indelible. We don't mark your foreheads with a Sharpie marker or a tattoo. Ashes are not permanent. They can be washed away. And thankfully, our sin is also impermanent. Our sins can be washed away as well. To wash away our ashes later today, we need to use a wet, soapy washcloth. To wash away our sins, we need to repent. And that is what Ash Wednesday at the beginning of Lent is all about. Lent is a time for repentance. Through our repentance, we can be forgiven by God and can forgive each other for any and all the sins we've committed. Moreover, because Jesus redeemed us by the cross, sin is not a permanent mark on our souls, outlasting our death. As we wear our ashes today, let the sign of the cross with which they are applied remind us that the cross is the reason that our sins are impermanent, that our sins can be forgiven. Because our redemption, our greatest gift of God's grace, is greater than sin. And so, I wish you all a happy Ash Wednesday, but I also wish you a somber and penitential Ash Wednesday. May this Ash Wednesday lead us to true repentance and renewal in Christ throughout this whole Lenten season.